healing the separation of consciousness. There is a division in the mind of humanity, and it is the root cause of all our inner pain and conflict. We collectively project this division outside of ourselves into our external reality, and we see a human world in great turmoil. Humanity is at war with itself. Can you imagine an organism trying to defeat itself, believing part of itself to be bad? It would simply exist in conflict and be likely to destroy itself. Is that what we want for the human race? Because that is the trajectory which has been set by a collectively perceiving a divided world, a world of good and bad, right and wrong. The effect that this perspective has on our own being is that we do not feel like a whole person. We feel incomplete and divided, because we are not accepting part of our own self. We are rejecting it because we perceive it to be bad. We have judged it and condemned it as undesirable. Thus we reject part of our own being. We feel divided. Part of us is good and part of us is bad. However, these undesirable bad aspects of our being are simply a product of the original division in our consciousness, the primary human malady. Therefore, if we heal the original division in our mind, we will simultaneously heal all of the resulting pain, conflict, and perceived external division that results from it. Our perception of the world will be altered, so that we no longer see things in opposition anymore. We no longer see a world that has been judged in terms of good and bad. We simply see a reality which is out of balance. This balance can be extreme, or it can be mild, but it is evident everywhere in the societies and civilization of mankind, because it is present in the individuals within that society. If it were not there within the individuals, we would not see it manifest in what those individuals created together. Balance naturally restores itself when it is allowed to, because that is natural law. However, if it is prevented from restoring itself by a state of consciousness that cannot perceive the wholeness of reality, and thus attempts to push part of reality away, the restoration of balance cannot occur. This is why we suffer. We resist the rebalancing process of life. We resist our healing. When we no longer create division and disharmony through our judging of reality, including judging ourselves, we free ourselves from the feeling of being divided inside. We free our body of all disharmony and inner tension. All sense of inner conflict and struggle disappear. Our body relaxes. Our heart relaxes. We simply feel whole and complete. It is the thinking mind which keeps us separate from this feeling, and it does this by bringing our energy into thought, which essentially operates on dualistic principles. If you are thinking, you will at some point notice yourself dividing reality, ultimately into what you do want to experience and what you don't want to experience. When we think about or observe the presence of something that we don't want, we internally resist it. And we do this by contracting and tensing up our body, which inevitably causes a conflict, because our body is not designed to exist in a state of tension. The body wants to be at peace, relaxed, expansive, and open to the currents of life. If tension is present, energy cannot flow and circulate around the body as it is meant to. So we find that there is a conflict between the ego, which wants to put up resistance so that it can avoid suffering, and the body, which wants to be free of tension so that life's energy may flow freely through it. As you can see, it is the ego which creates the suffering through its resistance of the forces of life, which are actually deeply benevolent, restorative, and healing. Consider for one moment the sun. Does the sun judge us? Does it withhold its warming rays depending upon our actions? No, it simply shines on because that is its nature. Similarly, the deep intelligence of life, which you could also call higher consciousness, simply sees us in the light of awareness without judgment. By fully seeing us, by being fully aware of where we are in our mind and what is going on in our body, it can see where there is imbalance. By its very nature, higher consciousness is restorative and healing, and it does this energetically. When we open up to it, when we relax and allow its healing energy to flow through our being, we experience its restorative nature as our inner balance is restored. But if we do not open up to this process, and we keep denying ourselves rest and healing, we keep pushing ourselves and isolating ourselves, as human beings are prone to do, then life adjusts accordingly. We find that life brings us the experiences that will bring us to a place of non-resistance. It may feel like life is grinding us down, but really it is simply frustrating our attempts to avoid becoming aware of our deep need for love. It is bringing us to a place of humility, so that we learn that we are not in total control of what happens in our life. Our ego, in its fearful way, wants us to remain unconscious. But this is not how life works, and it cannot continue for very long, because life desires that we become fully conscious. And to become conscious means that we end our resistance to the deeply loving forces of the universe, and we let them permeate our being so that we may merge with them. Now ultimately, we resist life because we don't trust it. We believe life wants to hurt us. But we only experience pain because we resist what life presents us with. We perceive it as undesirable and unwanted, an enemy of sorts. Yet when we understand how life works, how, being profoundly intelligent beyond comprehension, life orchestrates all of our life circumstances so that balance can be restored and healing can occur, we stop resisting it. We accept and welcome what life brings to our doorstep as necessary for us to open up, to become humbler and wiser. Ultimately, life's higher consciousness wants to wake us up to its intelligent, all-pervading, omniscient presence. Then we can work in harmony with it, empowered and guided by it, sharing its loving wisdom, its light, and its heart-centered intelligence with all those who come into our life. When we see clearly how life's intelligence works, we relax totally and learn to put our full trust in it. It has no desire to hurt us. It only wants to awaken us to its love, to enable us to feel its joy, to bring us the sweetness that comes from being in a place of humility and gratitude, a place of union where there is no division and no distinction between us and the forces of the universe. It is simply one loving, intelligent force that we are embodying, allowing to flow through us and animate us. Seeing this, we cannot help but feel totally secure, totally safe, and totally protected wherever we may be. We cannot suffer in the hands of such a loving consciousness, but we must end our resistance to it for this to be so. We must let go of our deep fear of its all-pervading consciousness, intelligence, and power. It is a pure force of unconditional love, and it will never, ever harm us. Thank you.